Boy. Colin?
Yeah?
Plural noun.
No!
I was going to say, it's been a while since we've had a hoo boy, and it's been a while since we had one of these.
Oh, I didn't have my phone open to a little cheat sheet. Noun.
Person, place, or thing.
Okay,
pluralize it.
Goblins.
Miles, an adjective, if you will.
Fastidious.
Fastidious?
Slash is dead, Miles. You don't have to keep up with this.
Yeah, but now I'm a pompous investigator.
David, do you have any fancy adjectives or not fancy adjectives?
Large.
Ooh, I'm categorizing that one as not fancy.
Well, we have to balance out the fanciness with not fancy.
You know fancy.
I actually saw a person at work the other day wearing an actual top hat, and that's the first thing that came to mind.
Hell yeah.
That he was fancy or that he know fancy?
No, that fancy, but the whole
that
interaction.
I know fancy.
Adam, adverb.
Adverb. Hastily.
Colin, just a noun this time, not plural.
Tank. Can be many things.
It's true. Miles, another adjective. This one's adjective heavy.
Yeah, I would say sheepish.
David, a silly word.
Cripes, a silly word. How about flibbity wicket?
Yeah.
That makes up for large. A large flibbity wicket, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Flibbity wicket. Adam, another silly word.
Flumpf.
I knew it! It's such a great silly word.
Call in a place.
Right here with my friends.
That's so much stuff to do.
Or Detroit.
I'm going with Detroit.
All right.
Miles, a number.
6. T9. Why is 88 better than 69?
You do me and I'll owe you one? Oh, 88, not 68. Yeah. Wait, what?
It's because you get 8 twice.
Oh, there you go.
David, a verb.
Swim.
Adam, a verb that ends in ing.
Oh.
Swimming.
Climbing.
Oh, we're almost there. We're almost there. Calling a noun.
A noun, you say?
Nouncgenerator.com.
Why do you have your phone open for this?
Because I have the memory of a goldfish. Renounce. Is that a noun?
No.
No.
Okay.
A person, place, or thing.
It has the word noun in it.
No. Person, place, or thing, man.
Colin, you're so pretty.
A renounce. Shut up, man.
Like, you look around. You're surrounded by nouns.
Okay. Do you know what else I'm surrounded by? Friends.
There you go.
A friend.
A friend. Miles, a part of the body.
The elbow.
David, an occupation.
Salesman.
Uh-oh.
This flump's going to sell you everything.
Adam, adjective.
Pretty.
Pretty?
Pretty.
Colin, a verb ending in ing.
Trouncing.
Okay.
And finally, another noun, Miles.
A third broom.
Oh, geez.
Wow, there's a callback.
Suddenly, damn. I feel 60 episodes younger.
Nicely done. It's been a while. All right, I will now read our Mad Lib in the voice of Joseph Bierce.
Oh,
yes.
This one's called A Spellcaster's Study.
Mm-hmm.
While some characters may fight battles using their technical goblins and brawn, others only need a... What the hell is that word?
Fastidious?
Fastidious thing called magic. Magic is a very large craft. when used hastily. But it's not one tank fits all. Requires many years of sheepish practice to cast a spell by uttering Flibbity Wicked Flumph. That's why many spellcasters end up in Detroit reading six-page books for decades.
Mood.
So be careful the next time you swim a warlock by climbing your two-handed friend.
Oh.
That's...
What?
By climbing your two-handed friend at his skinny elbow. While wizards and salesmen are often physically weak, they can pack a pretty punch. After all, what's an axe when compared to fireballs trouncing down from the third broom?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
That was great.
Well
that
buttled, great. My good man.
Mm. The best buttle man that ever lived.
And then died. Then came back to, and then was a ghost.
If any of us ever get banished, our spell casting words have to be Flibbity Wicket Flump.
Flibbity Wicket Flump.
And they go to Detroit.
You know what? I'll get right on that. I think I get 6th level spells next level. Yeah. Moving on.
Did you get that by reading 6-page books for decades?
Yeah. I'm sure page 7 is going to be all of my spell slots. Yeah.
You guys want to play some D&D?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Let's trounce them down from the third broom.
Let's do this thing. Last time, y'all made your way into the house on Griffin Hill, a house that's haunted by the ghost of Lord Wilfred Godfroy, the Dark Lord of Mordent. You're also hoping that Rena is here so that Lustra can finally get some of that sweet, sweet booty.
Exclusively. That's the only reason. It's the only reason, David. Good Lord.
And?
Yeah, fair.
All kidding aside, you're here in hopes of being able to use negotiation and diplomacy as tools to deal with Lord Godfroy. Obviously, Rena's priority number one for Lustra, but there's also the spirit of Daniel Foxgrove here, a spirit that the Weathermay Foxgroves would very much like to see put to rest. So far, it's been a pretty interesting little dungeon run. You found evidence of a few different apparatuses. One of them seemed like it accidentally cloned someone. You also found a note in the study that suggested that Lord Godfroy has tried no less than 12 different times to create a successful apparatus. Y'all explored the majority of the first floor already. All that was left, really, on the first floor is this one unexplored section by the front door and one unopened door. But right now you guys are in the little dining area, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where you had just been using the spirit board to try to contact some spooky ghosts.
Yeah. I feel like it's a too many cooks thing where just like every ghost in the city is trying to talk to us at once.
No, it was Hasbro Entertainment saying, nah, there's too many here, run.
We kind of left off with the spirit board spelling out the word run and you guys swearing that you saw, you know, the stereotypical moving eyeballs in the painting above the fireplace. So what's the next move?
Troubadour is going to grab the planchette. He sees R-U-N. He's going to take it and move it over to the T and represent all the small boys as this runt will go up and rip that painting off the wall.
Oh, nice.
Clever.
Just calling us little. That's fair. I'm sure they were going to do that if you didn't there, Troubadour.
Represent.
There's just some dude crouching in a cubby behind the painting.
Might be.
He's like, ah. Oh. Smells awful back there.
There's no one crouching in a cubby, but after you rip the painting off the wall, it makes it a lot easier to notice, like, the two little, you know, holes carved out in the stone wall that were right by
oh,
where
oh.
the eyes were.
I don't know if it's Troubadour's just sort of sense of direction, or looking at the map and seeing that one side of the house is slightly less small than the other side of the house. But with those eye holes back there, Troubadour is either going to start looking for secret doors or start going full Kyle and punching walls.
Yeah, let's do a an investigation.
That's a 3!
Punch the shit out of that wall, man.
Good job.
There's no way I'll be able to fit into this eye hole.
Yeah, you don't find anything with a 3.
Tess is just like looking up after you. Sorry, I'll just be a minute. It looks like it's trying to spell, what on earth are you doing ripping the painting off the... No, oh no, it seems like it's a good idea.
There's holes. Look.
Wait.
I'll poke my fingers in the holes.
Why would a ghost need holes in the wall?
Right, likely not a ghost. Although, I will say, if there was plenty of ghosties around, I'm scared to go to bed this evening. Is there any kind of, like... I suppose what Killian wants to know now, having a lot of experience with ghosts, is... And having just very recently used the spirit board, is there, like, a way that he could do, like, an arcana check or some kind of check to sort of tell if there's another presence in the room? Like, you know how if a ghost, like, supposedly moves through you, you feel, like, a cold draft or something? Like, he's just trying to feel if there's something else with us at present.
Well, something moved the spirit board at the very least.
Yeah.
So at least one.
You can make a perception check.
Perception? Sure. That is 22.
It's pretty good. What you do here with a 22 is, sounds like little metallic footsteps, like the clinking of metal against, the floor, like something is running off on the other side of this wall, like on the other side of the eye holes.
Hmm.
You hear something running away. It sounds like it's making physical contact with the floor, so maybe not a ghost. But as far as, like, are there ghosts in this room, you don't know.
Okay, fair enough. Killian will relay that information. Well, if there's holes on the other side of this wall, I would like to see what's on the other side. I don't suppose we could just... And he sort of sees Troubadour punching the wall repeatedly.
I haven't started punching it yet. I'm just looking.
Oh, you're just looking. Okay.
So far.
Yep. Killian's going to poke his head inside the fireplace and just look up and take a look around, see if there's anything special about this fireplace.
Yeah, sure. Give me an investigation.
Sure thing.
See if there's anything special about the flu.
With investigation, the investigator gets a 17.
With the 17, you manage to find that up the flue of the chimney is a little hidden... catch, like a little hidden switch in the chimney.
So he goes to reach for it, but then stops just short, realizing that last time he reached for a knocker, thank you, Colin, he got health drain, and last time he went to investigate something ahead of time, he got health drain. So before he goes for the catch, he's going to, you know, tell everybody that he's doing that. And I would love to make sure that this isn't trapped.
Hey, progress.
Yeah, give me another investigation on the little switch itself.
Another 17.
It seems safe. I mean, you don't see any, like, little poison needles or any strings or anything attached.
You can see Killian sort of apprehensively look out to the rest of the crew. He takes a deep breath, nods, and pulls the catch.
Make a reflex save.
When you do, the back of the fireplace opens up, kind of slides aside. The log rack inside sinks below the level of the floor, allowing you to step over it more easily.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself... a little secret passage.
Oh!
Secret tunnel! Underneath the fireplace.
Killian gets up, not even bothering to dust himself off, realizing that he's been covered in worse for much longer.
Yeah.
All right, well, new room. Who wants to go first?
Yeah. Troubadour, are you and me up front?
Sure.
Okay.
Was he looking at me? I was too busy trying to stare through these eye holes. And Troubadour will Spider-Man crawl down the wall and crawl through this hole.
On the other side of the fireplace, Troubadour, you see, I'm guessing what your dark vision already let you see through the little eye holes, there's a hallway on the other side. It's standing room, ceiling is like, you know, normal height, full-size hallway, 5 feet wide. It seems to run the entire length of the western side of the house. To the north, all you see is a dead end. And to the south, you see a staircase that leads down.
Oh.
You guys are kind of at the halfway point of the long hallway right now.
Okay. Tess will call out, I'll be with you in a moment. I just want to try one more thing. She's going to, like, keep her hands on the spirit board and just say, thank you for your advice, but we are here for the young woman who was brought here. Is she still alive? And just
the planchette doesn't move. Give me an insight check.
18. Was someone just fucking with me with a magnet?
Not a magnet, maybe. I mean, it would make sense if a ghost did move the planchette around. Tess is kind of like left wondering if Godfrey has eyes everywhere. You guys already kind of determined that he'd probably see you coming. Mm. And you're already in here doing things. Tess can't help but wonder if maybe you're being tested in a sense.
Okay.
Maybe one of the ghosts thought it'd be as simple as trying to scare you by saying run.
Interesting. All right, well, she's going to sort of take a deep breath, let the color in her cheeks from that embarrassment fade, and she'll just pocket the, or I guess stash the spirit board back into her pack and follow suit and follow everyone into this cramped hallway. What did we find?
Well, seems like there's a secret passage back here, as indicated by Troubadour. I also heard some tinking around the back here. I feel like something was probably running off down the stairs. Although, I'm curious as to why there would be such a secret passage with vision into rooms that's not meant to be directly noticeable. What kind of house was this? Why would they be spying? What kind of people would be in this home?
Bougie people? I don't know. Like, I've read stories about pretty well every mansion in the history of the world seeming to have secret passageways. But usually if you have this much money and this much old money, people get bored and they start trying weird shit. Like, even before they go insane and kill a city.
True. Before we head down the stairs, Killian would love to see if there's any more holes, like, in the walls looking out into other rooms in this hallway.
Oh, good call. Yeah, you can run the length of the hallway and do an investigation along the way.
Yeah.
I'll hand him the bullseye lantern so he can see.
Yeah, 14.
14. Yeah, you don't find any signs of other carved holes. It's just in the dining area.
Oh, well, stands to reason. That's where most people would congregate. I'm just fearful that one might find some peepholes in a bedroom or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, downstairs then.
Yep, let's head on downstairs and see what's going on.
All right.
So you guys make your way south through this narrow secret hallway towards the stairs that lead down. Once you arrive at the top, you can all hear the skittering of metal scraping across stone floor.
Pitter-patter of little metal feet.
Does that change the plan, or is it down the stairs we go?
Like, is the sound coming from down the stairs?
Yes,
or?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to keep Overwatch behind us to make sure we're not being followed.
Actually, one more thing I would like to do before we go. And pulling out a trusty crowbar, Killian is just going to take the crowbar. The space that we came through into this secret hall, is it like a crawl space or was it like an actual door or?
It was like the back of the fireplace. So it required you to kind of duck a little bit.
Okay.
But it's not super tiny either. It's a nice size fireplace.
So fair enough.
All you had to do is kind of crouch.
Okay, in which case, I suppose what Killian will do is he'll grab some of the soot, if there's any soot around the fireplace, and just scatter it evenly across it. So that way, if somebody decides to step through, he can see if there's a footprint.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, and you had that crowbar in hand. Did we want to try to jam it just in case it goes full, like, lockdown heist mode?
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking as well, but cool. It seems if it's a regular size, I'm not sure a crowbar would be able to be, like, jammable, quote-unquote.
Fair.
You can give it a try if you want. I mean, a strong enough athletics check, you can shove a crowbar anywhere you want.
Oh, my.
Anything's a crowbar if you try hard enough.
I'm going to jam an entire two-person tent just into the entryway.
No, I think I'll hang on to my crowbar for now, but I will still evenly spread the soot, just so we can see if we were followed or not.
Down we go.
Is there any lighting back here or no?
No.
Just to make it doubly easy for you, I'm going to hot stuff and light up the flame tongue.
Nice. Mm.
Thank you.
Everybody, some vision. Troubadour in the front.
Yee.
What's the rest of the marching order look like?
Lustra, Killian, Tess.
I like it.
Tess is going to try to jam a dart in the doorway.
There you go.
Troubadour, as you say hot stuff in the hallway illuminates and all the shadows from your sword are dancing across the hallway, you're the first one to immediately notice at the bottom of the stairs is this very strange looking creature. It basically looks like a human and an apparatus got blended together. Oh. It has like some human features, like very human eyes. Let me show you guys a picture.
Oh no.
I'm imagining a grotesque eldritch cyborg.
I'm imagining a warforged that got a little too friendly with a partner.
I'm imagining a robot with just kind eyes. Kind, nice, take care of you eyes. Oh, God!
Oh, man.
You're close.
It's so happy to see us. What a fiendish smile.
This guy's 130% overbite.
Oh, my God!
That is a Cheshire smile that could Cheshire bite.
You guys ever read much Warhammer 40K?
Yep.
That's like one of those servitors where they just, like, instead of robots, they scoop out human bodies and just, like, lobotomize them and, like, add mechanical parts and shit.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very much like that. Holy. It has a crazy grin across its metallic face. Its whole torso is just made up of, like, you know, gears and things that are moving and rotating. And
that's no fun.
There's all kinds of clicking and grinding. And as the light makes its little metallic pieces light up, it looks like it's going to charge you guys. And we're going to roll some initiative against this crazy living apparatus.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to roll shit. I'm not going to roll shit.
Fuck. Dude, I mean, come on. This is me levels of summoning bad rolls.
At least I'm near the back.
crazy living apparatus.
Good Lord. Just cut off its arms and stick it in a sphere. Like, it's that looks less painful than this.
How'd you roll, Colin?
17.
Miles, what'd you get?
I got an 8.
Nice.
David?
Not much better, a 9.
Adam?
I got a 0.
I'm not last!
I think you've gotten a 0 before, haven't you?
Yeah.
My goodness.
That's amazing.
He's just scoping out the area, you know, making sure that he has all the information.
He's tough enough and chonky enough that he just, once something starts attacking him, then that's I should fight that.
Yeah, once he wakes up, like, he's super quick.
Ready to go.
I, like, think he's just always distracted at the very beginning of battle. It's just something shiny close by.
I'm wearing it.
Staring at yourself.
No, I just imagine he's trying to remember something and his memory doesn't work.
That's our sleeping giant. Because he's little.
Runt.
Oh, Tess, you are going to be first in initiative.
Oh, good.
You're at the back of the line. When you just barely see, like, the head of this thing.
And it definitely looks like it's about to start, like trying to, shove our flesh into its gears or something.
Absolutely. It's gross. Big, grinnish smile opens up wide like it wants to eat you, or like it's trying to let out some moan, but just can't. All you hear is grinding and whirring of gears.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, in that case, it's standing room only. So Tess is going to look over everyone's shoulder and just be like, what was even the purpose of that? What? How is that going to get you out of the mists? Well, you know what? Maybe if we take it apart, we'll find out. And she is going to sort of, like, Prince of Persia, like, running slide along the wall past everyone, and sort of, like, slide down the stairs with a little baseball slide and just try to, like, take its legs out with the bone saw. For 17 to hit?
That's a hit.
All right.
Good start.
9 damage for the first hit. 12 for the second. 12 to hit for the second hit attack.
Oh, that's going to be a miss.
Cool. Yeah, I'll just slide in, get caught on the gears for my second hit, and just try to, like, just kick the back of its knee for my third, which is 19. Wait. 17, sorry.
17 to hit?
Yes.
That'll do it again.
Cool. For 8 magic bludgeoning. And I'll just, like, Muay Thai low kick it in the side and then just dash back up this. Actually, is there anything behind it? Like, is it, like, is there a further thing, or is it just, like, a little stairs down, like, into a cubby?
At the bottom of the stairs, the hallway turns towards the east, and it is kind of standing, like, right there in the corner.
Okay, so I couldn't get past it or anything.
It's got its back against the wall.
Rad. Okay, in that case, I'll do a super awesome flip off of it and use the rest of my movement to get back behind Killian. Just huff and be like, all right, it's all yours. Like, pat him on the back. You got this, buddy.
I'll try.
I'll end my turn there.
It's such a cool little ability Tess can do. Just surf down the stairs, do some damage, and then bounce her way back up and always end off right where you started.
Exactly.
It's perfect. I love it. Can't take any reactions to jab at you.
No, I'm like the most annoying person ever now, and it's great.
That means next up is my living apparatus.
Uh-oh.
It's standing on, like, it's got kind of humanoid legs, but they're more just, they end in points. It looks almost like it's walking on two metal swords, almost like sword blades. And it starts to click its way up the stairs and close the gap with Troubadour. Once it arrives, Troubadour, one of its arms, in a very quick motion, like, looks like it's about to punch you. And then the fist kind of, like, comes detached, and with just unbelievable force, flies towards you for a 22 to hit.
Ouch. Ooh. Back off, Oscar Pistorius. No.
Wait, hit. Does this thing know rocket punch? What?
You see, like, its fist is almost like attached to like a spring kind of thing, you know?
And oh my God.
The fist goes and attaches itself back to the arm, but not before it does 12 points of bludgeoning to Troubadour.
With a great spring.
Hey, I'm going to fuck you up.
And then this little panel on its torso, like a little metal flap, opens up. And something inside starts to kind of glow and does a 21.
It hits.
Also a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Is 20 the magic number?
20 is the magic number.
21 is enough you guys to realize maybe the purpose or what happened here with this apparatus. You can almost watch as like Troubadour's soul starts to get sucked away from his body.
No, thank you.
The process does 8 points of necrotic damage to Troubadour. Your soul doesn't get fully drained, but a little bit of it does. You feel a little emptier. And once that happens, you guys kind of put together that, you know, you've already heard of an apparatus that was kind of intended to split the soul, you know, split it into like an evil and good. Maybe this was a failed version of that or an attempt at that. It accidentally just sucked the person's soul into the apparatus.
Oh, good.
That was that.
Oh, and he looks so happy now.
I don't know. Personally, I'm imagining the Ghostbusters with that, you know, with the thing that sucks the ghosts in, and that's just in its chest.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's going on. Lustra, it's your turn. There's a soul-sucking apparatus at the bottom of the stairs, or now kind of at the top of the stairs, attacking Troubadour.
All right, so we're in a tight space, but I'm 10 feet away from the creature. So I'm going to take out this bow. This bow better friggin' work from this distance. It's kind of cramped, though, and I'm just going to like kind of samurai, you know, zen meditation, you know, shooting with it and just do it completely vertically. I'm not having my bow horizontal at all. I take a deep breath. I'm not using sharpshooter. But as I take a deep breath, I focus those energies to get that force damage out. And I go to, you know, basically rest it on Troubadour's shoulder. I gotta hit it from here, right? 20 to hit.
That's a hit.
Hey!
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty good. 17 force damage.
Oh, damn.
Jeez.
I'm gonna do it again.
Ooh.
I'm going to do sharpshooter.
Oh, my God.
This time.
Of course.
Of course.
I got to gamble. Don't know the AC, but I got to try. Icarus. I got to try. That's going to be 13 to hit.
That's a miss.
Ah.
What would an 18 have hit, I wonder?
Yeah, it would have.
Yeah.
We know that.
That's rough. That's rough. But the first arrow is a solid hit. A gear goes flying off of this monstrosity, and you hear it, you know, rolling away down the hallway. Can Lucer do anything else? No move?
I mean, I kind of don't want to get in the way of everyone else, though, but we need to make room. So I think what I'm going to do is, yeah, I got to make room. I'm going to move behind Tess.
Oh, 10 feet back. So far away.
I'm a sharpshooter, okay? I can figure it out.
You guys make some adjustments in the hallway. And Killian, it's going to be on you.
Come on, man.
Alrighty.
You got this.
Killian, now that the Dragonborn sort of, you know, excuse me, you know, just, you know, sneaks past me there. He doesn't have to do any crazy, you know, JCVD, like, splits kind of thing. Jumps on the wall so that way he can get shoot over Lustra anymore. So he's just going to brandish his own short bow, take a deep breath, and try to aim as best he can at this guy over Troubadour's head. And because he's engaged with him, if this hits, it's sneak attack.
I mean, let's not count our chickens, my dude.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling a nat one.
Sharpshooter.
Not a nat one, but that's only a 10 to hit.
Oh, man.
I swear I'm good at this, you guys. I swear.
Cannot catch a break over there.
Just cannot do it.
Bows in tight places. I get it, man. Don't worry. It's fine. Happens to everybody.
You can see Killian sort of roll his eyes, right? And he's just going to... Yeah, he's just going to hold position, knock another arrow, and sort of look over his shoulder at Tess and just be like, you can probably get on the other side, yeah?
I can try.
Best of luck. And that'll be the end of his turn.
Troubadour, time to wake up. Things are attacking you.
Ow, my soul. Stop that.
And that's going to be an 18 to hit.
That's a hit.
Going to kill this robot. Fucking up a robot.
That's shitty damage. 6 slashing, 5 fire.
That's not bad.
No, that's
still decent. It's no 70 or whatever the hell.
77.
Yeah. 17, you mean? Yeah, I totally
did
that.
17. All right, that's the highest we've ever done.
I'm going to do it again. That's a 19 to hit.
That is also a hit.
Oh, there we go. Oh, max damage.
Oh,
yeah,
oh
wow. Suck it. Suck your 17. that's 12 fire damage and 13 slashing for 25.
Oh, damn.
Oh, very nice. A couple of the inner workings of this creature catch on fire. You can see smoke like rising up through all the gears and whatnot. A few more pieces fall to the ground, but it is still standing there.
How tall are the ceilings in this little...
Standard, you know, 8-10 foot, whatever, 10 feet.
Okay. I will continue to be a bulwark and... luckily give enough room that people can still shoot over me, and I'll just stand here and end my turn.
That's going to bring it right back to the top then. Tess, a living apparatus trying to suck Troubadour's soul out.
Okay.
And
okay.
Not in a good way.
No. We came here to get Lustra some action. That is completely unacceptable. Shut that chest hole. You know what? Eat some dwarf soul, bitch. And she's going to run up, ram her arm over Troubadour's head. She is going to balance on Troubadour's shoulder, though, because that seems to go well.
I'm sturdy.
Yeah. And she's going to, like, jam the front edge of the bone saw into the little, like, soul sucker box. Natural 20.
Oh!
Oh.
Ah, man. I wish I got, like, cool shit on crits, but you know what? I can still deal 7 plus 7 plus 7, 21 magic slashing.
Hey.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's so much more. So yeah, I like jam it into the box, twist, and like go up and out for 19 to hit.
Oh, man.
Minimum damage for another 8 magic slashing. And then I'm going to like just stiff palm this thing's jaw to try to like make it go floppy. Just like, take that underbite and just go down to its chest.
Now he's 170% overbite.
Yeah. Full Jacob Marley. For 24 to hit with 9 magic bludgeoning. And do I try to stun it?
Oh, dang. You can save your stun. With that punch, the head just explodes into tiny little mechanical parts. The whole body does.
Yeah!
A pile of metal lies before your feet.
Oh no, I just realized. Killian, I'm so sorry, man.
Listen, I find things first and I shoot them second. You can have this. I will get my time, I'm sure.
Look at all of us, like a well-oiled machine. Kind of like that.
Well, bloodied machine? Because I'm sure it's probably got bloody bits in it too, yeah?
I mean, it's sort of like a slurry right now.
Troubadour is going to search for blood and bits of his soul in this thing's corpse. You just get a little bendy straw, try to slurp a little bit.
Give it back.
Gods! Why was this thing... There were supposed to be 12 of these?
We've killed 2 so far!
Lustra would like to inspect the remains of this thing to see if there's any kind of, you know, demarcations of, like, experiment number 12 or 7, or to see if there's any names on any of the gears or parts or pieces to see if we can figure out what this is.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Investigation.
12.
You don't find any identifying marks, just scorch marks from Troubadour's fire attacks, and when it just kind of... It's a mess. You don't find anything.
No souls? No bit of my soul? Son of a
no,
bitch.
No, not that I can see. Not that I would like to see. Shiver goes over his spine. This is haunting. I think we should just keep moving. I don't think there's anything...
I think that we should see if we can't try and take the box of light out of its chest and take it with us, because it clearly took something, yeah?
I mean, it's... If you think it will help, yes, of course.
Because I presume that thing that opened up and took some of the Troubadour's soul...
Is it salvageable?
Is it salvageable?
No, I mean, the whole thing kind of exploded into tiny parts.
Okay, fair enough.
You could pick up some parts, maybe. Who knows, maybe you can put them back together someday, but...
Let's add them to the collection anyway. Souvenirs!
Yeah,
we'll Humpty Dumpty this shit. We'll find horses. Oh, we have a horse outside!
Right? We have a bag of holding, too, so...
We can start putting it back together.
A carpet and already some apparatus in it. I added this to that one.
There you go.
Oh, my God. We're going to open the bag one day, and it'll be like a full Chimera apparatus nonsense.
Huge construct.
This is the bag, man! What the hell?
If the bag man comes out at us, it's going to be like a cow with 100 bells on it.
Listen, I don't know about you guys, but maybe this is an East Coaster thing. I've been told it's the same way as in the Midwest in the USA, but everybody's got a junk drawer. You know, it's just... Something that's filled with all kinds of junk, and I feel like that's what our bag of holding is becoming. It's just got everything in there.
Love the junk drawer.
Put a spatula so we can't open it.
Whisks are worse.
Fair.
What's around this corner?
Yeah.
What's around the corner?
I want to be attacked again.
For sake of ease, we'll keep the same marching order.
Troubadour just like closes his eyes and marches shield first. Come at me, bro!
Troubadour, around the corner, you see another long, narrow hallway that runs the entire southern length of the house on Griffin Hill. It doesn't take any kind of rolls to notice that there's like this 20-foot section of the hallway that is just dripping wet with something gross.
Oh, good. Slime mold.
It definitely looks very slimy. There's a whole 20-foot section of the hallway just covered in it, dripping from the walls, the ceiling, just covered.
It's why you always put a sill pan under your door, folks. Leaks just get everywhere.
Oh, yeah, this would be like sort of the section of the house on Griffin Hill underneath the entryway, yeah?
Yeah, you're in the basement.
Okay.
Once again, this is turning more and more into Ghostbusters. I'm just imagining ectoplasm everywhere.
I mean, it might be.
I should go poke it, right?
Oh, of course.
I'm going to go poke it. With a fiery sword.
Poke it with a fiery sword, huh?
Yeah.
Give me a dexterity saving throw.
Uh-oh.
Make sure you can do this without getting yourself covered in goop.
15.
Ooh.
Oh. Not bad, not bad.
It's my worst one.
Better than your initiative. Way to take the initiative, though, Adam. Look at you go.
I want poke things.
Proud of you.
And it's just that easy. With a swing of the flame tongue, Troubadour just clears this section of green slime. Now you have this 15-foot patch, and you can keep doing it if you want to keep throwing deck saves out at me. But it seems to not like fire. Like, the fire just kind of makes it evaporate away.
Anybody have Firebolt?
You can see Killian just sort of shrug.
Maybe you could light one of my arrows on fire?
Anybody have a torch? We can just chuck it at it.
Oh, yeah, torches work too, yeah.
Yeah, I got torches.
I've been carrying 10 of them this entire time, she said, going through her explorer's pack.
Can we do that? Just huck torches?
You have a bunch of torches? Yeah, absolutely.
I also, again, volunteer one of my two-person tents as tribute if we just want to set the entire thing on fire and then rolling fireball this shit.
What if it rains? No.
I have two. It's fine. And you're basically like a half a person.
Believe it or not, so do I.
Yeah. That's enough. Oh, wait, but it's for you and Rina. Okay, we'll keep this one.
So just torches?
Just torches.
Yeah.
Torches are enough that you guys managed to clear these four patches of green slime out of here.
See, now I'm curious about what it would have done to us. Probably something awesome.
I don't mind telling you, honestly. Let's see here.
Just turn the page in this notebook. Ah, yes, the green slime in the basement. It says here that it... Looking at Justin.
Boosts your constitution by score by plus one.
Ooh. Basically acid damage.
Ah. All right. Cool.
Does acid damage.
Well, so chances are I would have failed the throw.
And it keeps going until it's like scraped off of you, and whatever weapon or tool that you use to scrape it off is just destroyed in the process.
Oh. Even magic?
Not magic, but like if you just, you know, scrape it off with...
Yeah,
a hammer or a crowbar, then bye-bye crowbar. But level one adventurers figure out green slime. You guys are seasoned veterans. You make your way through this hallway very, very easily.
Exactly. Just everyone has that, like, don't trust anything ever forever mentality now.
Do you keep going?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Are there any more, like, eye holes or anything on the walls?
Investigation for the southern hallway.
That's a 10.
Nice.
You find none, but make your way all the way down. Eventually, you reach the eastern side of the house and look around the corner. You see another hallway that seems to only go about halfway up the length of the house on the eastern side, and it appears empty.
Right, so we're sort of underneath like the library study area. For my mental image?
Yeah, yep, sure are.
Okay. So it only goes halfway up and then it's a dead end?
It's a dead end halfway up. You remember from seeing outside that there's a big section of the house on Griffin Hill that had like a huge domed roof. And it kind of, the hallway kind of ends where you remember that section of the house would be if you were above ground right now.
All right.
Well, I'm going to walk to the end of this hallway, and then once survival is accomplished, somebody who's better at looking for holes want to check out this hallway, and I'll walk down and walk back.
I like the troubadour approach to things. So I'm going to walk down this hallway. If I don't die, you guys follow.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, who has the most hit points? Still troubadour? Okay.
Yeah.
Troubadour makes it up and down the eastern hallway without any issue.
Alrighty, so Killian will be right behind. And I suppose he's looking for... What were Troubadour's words again?
I thought
Good at finding holes?
Yeah.
Look at them holes.
Looking for holes
among
you and
others.
Lustra.
Yeah,
exactly.
Actually, yeah. Could I actually maybe look around to see if there's any disturbances of dust or anything? If there's like any secret stones or anything to push to see if it provides secret passages? Mechanically, I just want to provide aid to Killian.
Okay, yeah. Both of you going up there. Team effort. So, yeah, investigation with advantage from someone.
From Killian. Okay. with advantage, that puts me at 22.
Nice.
On the wall to your left, you feel a slight draft and find kind of a crack. You find yourself a secret door.
Oh. Nice. So sneaky.
Killian flags it down. No holes or anything to look through first, or?
No, it's just kind of the very, very faint outline of a door. It looks like you just probably pull it to the side, push it to the side, rather.
You can see Killian sort of, you know, take a step back and then plant his back to the wall, kind of like he's, like, stacking up for a SWAT breach, but not wanting to be first, and sort of gestures for Troubadour to take the lead here. Right, secret door. Want to try for it, and then I'll rush in right after you, give you a hand.
Sure. Troubadour is our breaching charge.
Troubadour is a walking breaching shotgun, let's be honest.
Either you're going to pull it, I'm going to take off my shield, or we're going to lose light if I have to pull this door.
I will pull the door open.
There we go.
Lustra pulls the door open. Beyond, you see what appears to be a private study. The room holds a series of bookshelves. There's a desk and chair. There's cabinets and stacks of crates and barrels. The desk itself holds all kinds of odds and ends on top of it. You see a few drawers that are closed in the desk. What do you do?
Maybe considering it looks like this room didn't want to be found, I'm kind of paranoid. Check for traps.
Nothing wrong with a little trap check.
Yeah, no kidding. I feel like with Killian specifically, since he's the trap guy, we get a little too excited. He immediately wants to turn over the room, reviewing any documents or books or anything in regards to the case he is investigating, namely what happened to dear old dad. But at the same time, he also wants to review if there's any notation or any books or any documents with Rena's name on it or any other names of import that he's, you know, learned since his time traveling with the crew.
You were time traveling?
One second at a time into the future.
Ooh.
Before we get too far, detail I forgot is that on the northern wall of this room, you see, like, there is a huge set of wooden double doors, like big ones. You assume that they probably lead to that that giant domed structure. They're very, very big doors. And on the western wall of this room, there's just like a normal wooden door.
Okay.
So a big door and a small door that lead out of here. But we're walking in and doing a little investigation.
Yep.
Very good. How do you do?
I do pretty dang good. That's a 23.
23. Where's everyone at here? So Killian's in the room investigating. Where's everyone else?
I probably would have went just right inside the door to provide bright light for everybody.
Sure.
I'm at the previous corner making sure that nothing is coming after us.
One corner back.
And I'm probably just on the hallway side of the threshold for the door because I just pulled it open.
Sounds about right. Well, everyone but Tess notices as for a second looks like the entire ceiling is falling down on you guys. But then you realize there's just this massive almost manta ray looking creature that's just gonna laid itself flat against the ceiling.
Oh yes,
we're gonna fight ourselves a cloaker.
Old-fashioned
cloaker.
I like how we were like, all right, so we need to check for traps. Killian, you're up. I'm gonna look for documents.
He gets excited. This
I
is
know
job.
It's great.
Oh, I see some fist pumps. I think we've got some good initiative rolls. Adam, how'd you do?
I got digits this time. I got 2.
Oh! A number greater than 0. Lustra?
20.
Oh, shit. Miles, what'd you get?
Fuck you, 23.
To Santius?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. I got a 5. Somehow still more than Troubadour, even though that's the lowest I can roll.
Believe it or not, out of all of my experience with D&D, this is my first time fighting a cloaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same here. Uh-huh.
No idea what this thing is capable of.
They're classic.
It's capable. You got it. I like, legit, we're keeping the body of this thing. Hell yeah.
Some pretty decent rolls. Much better. This means we gotta cue the battle music right back up. And it also means that Killian, you're gonna go first.
Holy shit, this, rogue doing rogue things.
You got this, you got this, man.
This massive cloaker, they're large creatures. It basically looks like a giant manta ray that is slowly flapping its wings to keep itself kind of hovering in the air. So it's just hovering, drops down from the ceiling to where it's right in front of you. You're within 5 feet of it. What would you like to do?
Alrighty. Well, if I'm within 5 feet of it, so is Troubadour,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So brandishing the rapier. I'm really, really hoping I get a hit here.
Come on, man.
I would love to do my first sneak attack ever as a rogue.
Huh? Does this count as engaged? Let's see.
If I'm within 5 feet.
Yeah, but yeah, is that all it takes?
That's it. Yeah. If an enemy of theirs is within 5 feet, if there was a third party fighting, he can still get it off of that too.
Oh, okay. I like it. Let's do this. Let's see what Killian's got.
Well, I still shit the bed.
No,
you didn't.
Yeah, I got a 10.
10 to hit?
Yeah.
Oh, Killian. Killian.
You know you're supposed to roll a d20 for hit, right?
Yeah, I know. I promise I did.
Why does it look like a triangle then?
Yeah, I know, right?
That is not a hit.
No.
Well, realizing his folly, I don't know how he could have taken his rapier out and then just jammed it straight up, hoping to hit a thing that's basically the size of the entire room and miss. But
taking pointers from Lustra.
Yeah,
I mean,
clearly.
Come on.
On that topic, he's actually going to dart out of the room and sit next to Lustra, moving as quickly as he can. And because he's got the mobile feet,
twinsies,
he doesn't provoke attacks of opportunity.
Oh, man. Very nice. So you back out of the room. A little embarrassing, though. This thing is like literally looks like if the broadside of a barn was floating in the room, it would look like a cloaker.
Lustra, this is your moment. I think Killian got a little excited that he was first to act and just in his absolute joy and haste, just completely botched it.
Lustra, this is your moment. What do you do?
Do I gamble the sharpshooter?
Always.
AC is higher than 10.
I mean, if you miss, then Killian gets another shot. Like, I am here for this.
So, I'm not going to use the force damage right now. I'm going to save it for my second attack. And so what I'm going to do is I'm still going to declare sharpshooter, though, on the first attack.
Okay.
And see what happens. Hey, that's an 11 to hit. Is 11 the number?
It sure is not.
Not declaring sharpshooter. Force damage going into this one.
Just shooting the ceiling.
19 to hit.
Pew, pew. 19 is a hit.
Okay, and this is with the force damage. Perfect. And that's 12 force damage.
There we go. That's a solid chunk of damage.
And then I just look over to Killian. Hey, man, it flaps and it squirrels away. I could totally see why you missed. Like,
shut up.
It is very embarrassing to miss a cloaker, Killian.
And you want to know what? You won't hear that now. You'll definitely hear that in his sleep, though.
You know, Luster kind of nodding and be like, I'm glad there's someone else.
You're becoming your father.
Yeah, and I'll just stay where I'm at and pass the turn.
Stay 10 feet away from this thing.
Yes.
Troubadour, next thing you see is this lightning fast tail kind of whip around and try to slash at you. The manta ray tail. That is not going to do it. That's an 8 to hit.
Ooh. Hello, Sky Carpet. Nice to meet you.
Carpet DM.
Oh boy.
That's terrible. Justin's like, episode title. Gotta give Colin one. Fuck, that was good.
Next thing you see, Troubadour, is this creature open its mouth and try to bite you. Chomp, chomp. Ah, this isn't going good for me. That's a 9 to hit. That's not going to do it either.
That's fine.
So cute.
Oh, it's giving nibbles. Oh, God. Is this our new winged horror?
This is my winged horror.
I should have done other stuff. My cloaker is going to keep just flapping there.
Wayward rolling. There's the next turn.
Fair.
These things are pretty cool. I want to show you guys what it can do.
I mean, I'm okay with not finding out.
Tess, it's on you. You're down at the corner making sure nothing comes down the other hallway, but you clearly hear what's going on. What do you do?
Okay. So what I would like to do, Killian, I believe in you. I believe in you so hard. So I would like to dash up and sort of like post up by Troubadour and reach into the bag of holding. And we have those sexy carpets, yeah?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. I'm going to pull out one of the sexy carpets and I'm going to hold my action. Until,
like the fancy quilts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fancy quilts.
One sexy carpet quilt. Full of apparatus parts and many
sexy quilts.
Sexy quilts.
Several sexy quilts.
All right, I'm going to pull out the sexiest quilt.
Okay.
And I'm going to just get ready, like, just sort of practice making sort of like that Bugs Bunny seductive wah, 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 wah movement. I'm going to hold that action as the help action to right before Killian goes. I'm going to wah, 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 and just like try to seduce this winged horror so Killian can stab it in the heart as we stab it. In its emotions.
We gotta see what Killian can do.
Come on, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, the reason I'm holding my action is because Troubadour's probably gonna fucking kill this thing.
Yeah,
let's
no
be honest.
Kidding, yeah.
So doing your best cloaker impression as a distraction, giving Killian advantage on his next stabby stab. Troubadour, it's actively trying to bite and slash at you. What do you want to do?
I'm gonna bite back, baby.
Oh, no.
Nom. 19 to hit.
Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Troubadour's getting his fiber in his diet today.
That's it. That's how it's done, Sky Carpet.
For 6 piercing. And okay. It's alive, I assume, and not a construct.
It's a zombie cloaker.
It is not a construct.
Is it undead?
Cloakers are...
I think they're like an aberration.
They're an aberration. Yeah.
That means I can chew it up. I'm going to heal for 6 hit points.
Hell yeah.
Through my fanged bite, because I get the feeling there's not going to be many not undead and or constructs and or both in this thing. And I'll do that again for a 17 to hit.
There you go.
Perfect. Another 6 damage, another 6 hit points. And I will continue to stand here and end my turn.
They're violently making out with each other.
This is how you bite, Sky Carpet.
Killian, it is back to you. You can see this cloaker has kind of lifted its head and is, it's almost like a snake watching a snake charmer play its instrument. It's just focused on Tess right now, watching the amazing sexy quilt display.
You're such a handsome cloaker. Here, let me kiss that better. Yeah.
That's how she got Simon.
Exactly. I was going to say, that's she definitely isn't a snake charmer because Slash was just going to use her, but I digress.
Ew, can I like retroactively be the one to kill Slash? like he had that one hit point left and I just punch him in the teeth?
The karma came.
Yeah, no kidding. So seeing Tess's display, Killian is going to take a deep breath, pull out his rapier, dart in, and try his best just to slam this rapier through its center mass.
What can this guy do?
Two ones. Yes! Come on. Fucking finally, 24.
Yeah!
Okay.
What was the other number? I saw a 3 on the other die.
Yeah, no. The other die? Yeah, the other die was a 2. So thank you for the advantage. Sneak attack mode engage.
Oh, wait, it says right here, immune to rapiers.
Oh,
fuck off. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I rolled real shit on my sneak attack.
Oh, my God.
I rolled 2 ones, a 4, a 3, and a 4. That's including the D8 from the rapier. So that's 8, 9, 10, 13 whole fucking damage.
Plus your dex? Plus,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, plus my dex for 16 total damage.
Hey.
Hey. First hit made it a good one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Finally, you know, getting some carpet, he realizes, hey, I can... Yeah, that was a really poor choice of words. Finally, stabbing a creature, he's like, oh man, I can actually do things. And then he's going to run back out and like almost, you know, plant his back against the wall again, look over at Lustra and be like, I did it. I hit the thing. Is this what this is like?
This is what adventuring is, guys.
Don't ask a grave Lustra. Digger.
Damn. You're a grave digger. You just ground like the grave digging skill for like 8 levels. You're just like that one person who stayed in the starting area.
No. I got most level. Of my XP with the social stuff. So,
oh, fair.
So yeah, I did my damage and darted back out.
Lustra, what do you got?
Okay, no sharpshooter. Getting the force damage, taking a deep breath. The samurai stuff seems to be working. Let's see if that helps here. That's a 17 to hit.
Hell yeah.
That's a hit.
It's the samurai stuff. I just gotta be Bushido.
Just have to not use sharpshooter, you mean?
14 force damage.
Oh, I can see it in your eyes, David.
I want to.
You can see it. You could roll high, man. Just roll high.
I gotta do sharpshooter.
Do the gamba.
I gotta do the gamba. 13.
Oh.
13 is a miss. You blow such a big chunk out of the body with your first hit, and then the second arrow just goes right through the hole that you've created in the wings.
And then I kind of, you know, puff my chest up. Yeah, I'm like Robin Hood, motherfucker.
Consistency. Precision.
It's more like, you know, when you go bowling and you hit one pin down and then you hit,
oh my God.
And then you literally, you know, needle it through the one pin you knocked down. That's what I did.
It's too close to home, man.
That means it's back to my cloaker. Come on. I can do stuff with this. Come on. First thing that happens is we learn that it has 10 feet of range.
Oh, no. And Killian.
I went around a corner.
Oh.
Lustra didn't, though.
Oh.
We're going to stab Lustra with the tail. 16 to hit?
That's the number.
That's the number?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Blech. 6 points of slashing damage from my cloaker's tail. Does it try to bite Troubadour? Is anyone else in range?
Tess is, yeah.
Is Tess in range? I think so.
I have to be right up close to
try to seduce it. You're right there, too.
Or does it try to make out with this sexy carpet?
That's right. You do have the carpet, right? Yeah. Like, all right. It's going to try to bite Tess.
Does it at least count like quarter cover or something?
Trying to make out with the carpet and you get in the way.
This thing just, it can't get it done. 14 to hit.
I like try to catch it and wrap it up like you're trying to catch a cat to like clip its nails. Just wrap it in a little sushi roll.
All the colors of the quill just have it completely mesmerized. And now it's on you, Tess.
Oh, well then. I'm going to do that thing like that people were doing like 5 years ago where you have the rug where you like drop it and run away and make you, and think your dog is... Yeah, anyway. Fuck it. I'm going to drop the rug and I'm going to try to... Can I do a medicine check to like precisely cut it so we can keep the body and use it as a cloak?
Ooh. Sure.
Hell yeah. Cut the arm. For the medicine check is 18.
Okay. I'd say that's good enough that you're going to be able to slice at an angle that's not going to completely destroy the flesh.
Hell yeah. Now let's see if I hit. 22.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. So first hit for 11, magic slashing. Second attack, natural 20.
Oh no. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. I'm going to fillet this bitch. Fillet? Fuck it. I'm going to fuck it. 14 magic slashing. And,
No need to use any points.
Oh, man.
14 is enough that this giant manta ray-like creature goes flaccid and kind of hits the floor with a flop. You've got yourselves a brand new cloak in perfect condition.
Hell yeah.
You've got yourselves a normal looking door on the western side of the room, a huge set of double doors on the north, and a room full of stuff to investigate next week.
Yeah! Oh, guys, we did so well.
I got a sneak attack off, and I only was mildly embarrassed. This is great.
I hit half of my shots.
That was low damage, too.
No, very low damage, yeah.
And improvements.